this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you're just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear.
The grumps are in the house. Good evening, Mr. Gray.
Good evening.
This evening with the Grumpy Gays, the Greys, Matt and myself, Helen. And this is yet another evening of grumble bumming, moaning, you name it, we've got it for you this evening because it's been a frustrating week.
Relentless negativity.
That's the one. As you've said previously, Matt, our weeks usually start off from a low point and go down from there.
And fail to launch.
And that's exactly what's happened this week. A lot we can talk about throughout the evening. Now, of course, we've got our regulars. It's a mad, 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 mad world. This evening, we're going to talk about a very odd story out of Japan about a man and a visitor.
And, of course, we've got Melbourne We Need to Talk, which is my regular rant and report card on this fair city. The subject of my rant tonight is called Third Time Lucky.
It's a big one for your dossier with the Melbourne City Council, this one.
It is.
It is. We're going to attempt to enter room 666. We've had a few false starts. Old Lucifer has sort of closed the door on a couple of our past efforts at 666.
Well, we haven't actually put anything in there yet.
We have not. I think it's going to be different tonight.
It's time.
It is. It's time. Two words for you, Melbourne drivers.
Oh, dear. And, of course, regular segment, Idiot of the Week.
This is a big one. I think this particular idiot will go down as a Hall of Famer. We'll talk a bit more about that later.
Oh, dear. And, of course, look, you know, if he's actually not being done for public disorder again and been arrested like he was last week, we will have Doug phoning in tonight with one of his rants, Randy McRant, in our segment AGM, Angry Gay Man. So stick around for that.
The checkbook's a little lighter this week, is it, Matt?
Oh, yeah, it is. I'll tell you what, he owes me one.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we have our Grumpy Gay music theme of the week. It was when the hair was big, the spandex was tight, and the lyrics were shite. That's right, Mr. Gray. The grumpy gay music theme of this week is none other than hair metal.
Is that something you wear in your hair or is that a style of music?
It's a style of music and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about when we kick off.
Well, I tell you what, you couldn't have picked anything more esoteric for me personally. I don't like metal and I have no hair.
Well, this is true. So come with me on the ride, Mr. Gray. This is... We're starting off with a cracker for our hair metal. We're talking Bon Jovi.
We'll be right back.
Well, that's the last thing we're doing here at Grumpy Gaze, living on a prayer. So, do you recall the video for this?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
This, like I said, esoteric to me, this music.
Esoteric? But, yes. Excellent. So, I recall the... So, Bon Jovi was big into those videos that related to their concerts. So, I remember vividly the beginning of this video, you know, with the dun-dun-dun, right? And they're walking up onto the stage and the silhouettes and the hair and the tight leather pants... And the cowboy boots. It was a look.
So, but I see where you're going with hair metal now. So I had like some image of like calipers for hair or something.
No.
You know, I mean, it is quite big and sort of architectural. Somebody sort of hold it up.
Well, you know. I think they contributed to the destruction of the ozone layer during the 80s.
Yeah, and why I say esoteric is I kind of had a difficult relationship with hair gel back in the 1980s. So it never really seemed to work with me. And I ended up having this... Something about Mary fringe.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
And are we sure that was not more specifically something about Mary?
Well, thank goodness it was before
Mary. Right.
So people didn't look at it and go, oh, there's you know, something.
There's something wrong with that boy.
Yeah, I'm only telling you because I'm your friend, but you've got a little something in your hair there. Do you know what I mean? Now, the funny thing is, just bear with me for a moment, right? I digress myself, but I'm going to tell you a little story about Bon Jovi. Obviously, I do know that song. Now, many years ago, my partner, my now ex-partner and I, decided to join something called Pop Choir. It was not my idea. I sort of, you know, I was playing the dutiful partner there and doing something that he was interested in, right? So we joined this group. And one of the first songs that we were taught to sing in harmonies was this Living on a Prayer.
Okay.
Very, very difficult song to sing. And we had a concert one night, and I actually invited friends to come and see us do this concert. And we were terrible. Like, everyone was supposed to learn their part, but people's idea of learning a harmony was to actually sing the melody, but very, very loudly. Right? That was...
I'm sensing a theme here in your life, Matt. So from the year 9 of Stedford with the slutty police officers and you in a tuxedo to you joining Pop Choir?
Yes, Pop Choir.
Pop Choir and learning to sing harmonies to Living on a Prayer, because the lyrics to Living on a Prayer are very complex. So I imagine the, you know, oh, we're halfway there.
Yes.
Oh, we're living on a prayer.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, the concert started.
Right.
We're all out the back behind a curtain and we all had to go onto the stage, single file, and the poor old bloke at the beginning, who was the one that actually led us out onto the stage, all I could hear from backstage was this almighty thump and he'd gone down like a ton of bricks as soon as he got onto the stage. So that is how we started our concert. Living on a prayer, more like dying on a stage.
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
In France, the girls wear scanties. I have no idea what that means, but there you go. So it's a mad, 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 mad world. And actually this week it's my topic. Something that's very dear to my heart and that I know a lot about, obviously, which is Japan.
It is.
Yes, because while, you know, in between being seduced by... police women and
slutty police women
and being singing the melody very loudly in a weird pop choir thing. I was living in Japan for 2 years back in the 1992. That was, so I know the weirdness that can come out of the land of the rising sun. And I read an article about a Japanese man who was mystified when food kept disappearing from his kitchen.
Okay,
so he set up a hidden camera and found an unknown woman living secretly in his closet.
It must have been a big closet.
Well, this is it, right? So the 57-year-old unemployed man from Fukuoka in southern Japan.
Is that Fukuoka or Fukuoka?
Fukuoka, yep. Don't you be challenging my Japanese pronunciation there. He called the police and sent them, you know, pictures from the hidden camera. And apparently this woman had been living there. They found out this woman had been living there for a year. Now... being familiar with the size of Japanese properties, I know that most apartments, there's not enough room to swing a tanuki.
Or a Tamagotchi.
Yeah. There's not enough room to swing a Tamagotchi. Let alone have somebody else living there for a year undetected, particularly when the person who actually owns the property is unemployed. So I'm assuming this guy's around all day.
Well, given that, you know, a percentage of, I think, both of our lives we spent living in the closet, I just find this is madness. This, how does this actually happen? And it takes me to a story you were once telling me. We were talking about your experiences in Japan and the fact that you speak Japanese and you know, have an awareness of, a very intimate awareness of the culture. And you mentioned that you saw a movie once about a Japanese movie and it scared the bejesus out of you. And this story sort of lends itself a little bit to this.
Well, this story sort of feeds into all my fears of what is under the bed, what is at the back of the closet, all that sort of thing. And then you add another layer to it, which is the whole Japanese horror film thing, which I reckon one day I'm going to put into room 666 because those things are bloody brutal, right? But yeah, it was called Audition, this film. And I do remember sitting there watching it with a mate of mine and, you know, like three quarters of the film is just actually this sort of sweetly rolling story of this woman who puts out an advertisement to find a man. Oh, no, sorry. The man puts out an advertisement to find a woman. Oh, actually, I don't know. I'm sorry, do you know what? I can't remember.
Somebody looking for something.
Yeah, yeah. And he's auditioning girlfriends or she's auditioning boyfriends. I can't remember. Anyway, they get together. And the last quarter of the film is she just brutalizes him in this the worst torture porn you've ever seen. And we were just horrified. Absolutely horrified, right? And I don't shock easily. So this kind of like this whole idea that somebody's living in the closet. Now, if this was Hollywood, I get it. I can understand sort of Barbara Streisand's walk-in closet probably has room for like six dining rooms and a pool and a deck and a spa. But yeah, this has got to be tiny. And the logistics of her keeping herself
hidden
and unknown must have been military precision.
This is just, it's complete and utter madness, Matt. This is the world gone mad.
It is. It's a mad, 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 mad world. Coming up after this, stick around. We've got my weekly rant, Melbourne, we need to talk.